I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hello and welcome to Crack and Cry. Man, this is long overdue.
Well.
It's been like 2 weeks since we've done one. Oh. Yeah. Well, holidays and everything else.
Christmas.
Well, that's included in holidays.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, there was only one, wasn't there?
There was. Yeah.
It was like we just had Thanksgiving, too. That went fast.
Yeah. No, that was like a month ago. We have done some in between there, but not many. Mm-mm. Yeah, which we apologize for.
I don't.
Really?
No, I don't care. Fuck them.
Anyway, I'm your host, Jamie Tilson.
I'm your co-host, Seth Tilson.
Oh, man. All right. We've been teasing, like briefly teasing, about giving away this beef jerky.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
And then you got like a little bit sick. I got really sick, and then we like didn't do anything for a long time.
I was very sick. It's probably the most sick I've ever been in my life for like a week.
When? Well, that was recently.
I'm talking like just got over it yesterday.
Right. Jesus Christ. We've done a podcast since then. Oh. I was saying you got a little sick, then I got sick, then Thanksgiving.
Well, you put a label on it. You said I got a little sick and you got really sick. Like, just because, right, you know, it and was then, you that got sick that time doesn't mean it was more intense than when I got sick.
Right. You just got sick and it was bad. It was, I mean, I'm sure that it was bad for many people.
It was real bad. Right. Real bad. I almost started to GoFundMe.
But I'm just saying. So anyways, sickness, it's been stupid.
Mine was worse.
Everything's a competition with this guy, right? This fucking guy.
I win.
Yeah. You always think you win.
Yep.
Yeah, even when you lose, you still think you've won.
I'm always winning.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
The cowboy way.
Oh, my God. Oh. So, anyways, with all of our social media accounts, Facebook at Crack and Crime, Twitter at Crack and Crime, TikTok at Crack and Crime.
Twitter? Twitch? Yeah. We're on Twitch.
I don't think we are. I don't even know if that's a thing.
Well, if they don't know either, then how are they going to know that we ain't on it?
Yeah, go find us on Twitch. Yeah, look for us. Yeah, if you can't find us, message us on Facebook. Yeah.
Eat first, make sure you got a lot of water, because it's going to take you a long ass time to find us on there. Pack supplies.
Instagram, at Crack and Crime. Everything's at Crack and Crime, if you haven't figured that out by now. Unless, go follow us on our personal social media stuff. Jamie Tilson, Seth Tilson. Go find us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're kind of around Crack and Crime. Find us through Crack and Crime. We've been doing some video stuff like that. So we did a giveaway for beef jerky.
We're going to eventually.
Right. Well, we're doing it today.
Do we have the jerky on hand?
Yeah. For mother of Jesus. He doesn't pay attention to anything. All right.
We're going to do a giveaway for a Corvette, too.
So
make a bunch of shit up.
We are not giving away.
I can follow us, and we'll give away $1 million.
Everything he's saying, we're not doing. Absolutely no.
We're going to put fucking 50 Bob Taylors in a hat, and we're going to draw it. He's going to be the winner of the $1 million.
None of that. None of that is happening.
I've already decided who won the jerky.
All right, so Michael Garcia won the jerky.
Did he really?
Yeah, I did the drawing just before we started.
Jerky that you don't even have yet. He literally said he had the jerky, and I just scanned the entire room we're in, and it's nowhere to be found.
Oh my god. Oh, I do. I did. I did the drawing today.
You did it.
I did too.
I woke you up. I've been around you the entire time.
There was only six people. I did a quick deduction. Oh, Mike Garcia, let us know what kind of beef jerky you want. We're going to send it out to you. Also, on Patreon.
Are you being serious right
I am.
With the jerky?
Yeah, he won it. Oh, my stomach hurts pretty bad from that. But he did. Mike Garcia, congratulations. You want some beef jerky. Also, that beef jerky, Seth, you want to go ahead and spit that out?
Spit what out?
Oh, sorry. Are you on your phone? You're not paying attention
anymore?
I'm
getting a phone call.
Okay.
I'm trying to. Should I answer it?
Who is it?
It's Jacqueline, hasn't been listening to our podcast.
Oh, okay.
Hello? Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
I'm live on the podcast right now.
Yeah.
And okay. I just said that you haven't been listening to our episodes.
Oh my gosh.
So,
goodbye.
Yeah, you feel guilty, don't you? It's my birthday. Are you coming over to hang out with that Sam?
You made me feel so fucking guilty. You're so mean.
Please don't cuss. This is a G-rated. Sorry, Grandma. Sorry, Grandma. Sam's waiting for you to come hang out with her. But not with that potty mouth. You better Listerine up first. Love you. Sorry about that, Grandma. She just doesn't know her manners.
I know, my goodness.
What a bitch.
Oh, God.
I'm going to be in trouble for that one. She's definitely going to listen out that she's a part of it.
Oh, so we just had a surprise guest. Yeah, so that's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. If you'd like to call in, you know, 308. No, I'm just
kidding. Well, just give Seth's cell phone number.
I was trying to think of yours. Lucky for you, I don't have it memorized.
Sorry, I run all the editing software. I would have taken it up. Which we don't use.
No, we never edit nothing. People posting stuff on their Facebook. We're editing this. Like, amateurs.
No, we say it, you hear it. Again, the whole point of this podcast is we're just here to have fun. We hope you guys are having fun with us. So, this is like you guys hanging out in our garage with us while Seth and I are telling dumb stories and just shooting the breeze, all right? Oh, man. We usually have way more fun than I don't even know if you guys listen and have as much fun as we do while we make it.
Probably not.
Yeah, maybe though. I don't know. I hope you do. Hope everybody's enjoying it. Otherwise, like I said, social media, go check us out on all of that stuff. Make sure when you're listening to us, wherever you're listening to us, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever, make sure you're giving us 5 stars. All right?
Yeah, do it.
Comment something on there. We don't care what you say. What you say could be like, great show.
Put your phone on silent now?
I will. I'll put my phone on silent. Like, I saw a picture of Seth, and I'm like, gross, right? Anything that you want to say, just say it. We don't care. It helps the algorithm. It gets it out to more people. Man, we're happy to be back.
If you post on my pictures and say gross, I will delete it immediately.
You know, we're not deleting any. No, we'll leave it.
Self-conscious.
I'll leave it. I won't even tell them that you posted it. It'd be great. So
I'll be notified.
What's that?
I'll be notified.
I know you will. But it's fine. We like it when people engage with us. So engage with us. Yeah, we do all kinds of stuff. We're making all kinds of TikToks, everything else. But let's get on with it. All right?
Let's start the damn
Jesus.
Shit.
Shankies. I don't even know. What? I don't know. I was making up words as I went. All right, anyway.
Kid on the bus trying to chime into a group chat. Makes absolutely no sense, and everyone just thinks you're weird.
I know.
And we trip you when you're getting off the bus. No, look at him. He's bleeding.
Oh, man.
That was mean.
You're always
I was
mean.
That kid.
Today, we are going to talk about New York crime.
New York. My favorite singers of all time. That
Eminem?
That white guy. What's his name? Sinatra.
Sinatra.
Yes.
One of your favorites.
Yeah. I like him a lot.
That's awesome.
I just don't listen to his music. Too old school for me. But I like it.
Did you know that New York was founded in 1664?
I did.
It was named in honor of the Duke of York, who would become King James II of England.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
James's elder brother, King Charles II, appointed the Duke proprietor of the former territory of New Netherland, including the city of New Amsterdam, when England seized it from Dutch control.
Crazy.
There's a lot of stuff that happened before we were actually founded as the United States. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I took history.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
I don't think that you know much about it, though.
Yeah, A plus.
Huh. Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, we could talk about Dutch rule in 1624. We could talk about English rule from 1664. If you want to, we could talk about the province of New York and slavery in the early 18th century.
I say we do some common crimes, what I say.
What? Is that what you're thinking? Well, we can talk about the American Revolution, 1776.
Today.
New York's population grew from approximately 60,000. Could be 58,000. Could be 52.4.
It started at 58,000.
It could be, but now today it's about 3.43 million.
We're hopping around the timeline here.
I am hopping all over the place. This is what I like to do. Ooh, modern history. In 1898, the modern city
that
of New York.
That is not modern.
No, listen to
it's
me.
It's 130 years ago.
In 1898, the modern city of New York was formed with the constellation of... Why are you looking at me like that? The county of New York, this county of Richmond, and the western portion of the county of Queens. The opening of the subway in 1904, first built as separate private systems, helped bind the new city, New York, together. Throughout the first half of the century, the 20th century that is, the city became the world center for industry, commerce, and communication. Hmm. In 1904, the steamship General Slocum caught fire in the East River, killing over 1,000 people.
Sad.
That is sad. The city's worst industrial disaster took the lives of 146 garment workers and spurred the growth of the International Ladies Garment Workers Union and major improvements in factory safety standards. These are all facts, and this is not what we do. So let's move the fuck on, would we?
Oh, thank God. I was going to pass out for a second there.
See, I can tell stories like that if you guys like. You know what? You guys let us know. If you guys would rather that I just read stories and Seth stares at me, eyes wide open, and he's
kind
of put his hand in his...
It sounds like you Googled New York.
I did.
Clicked on the Wikipedia page.
And then I was just reading history to people. This is... I've already told people, you could go Google any of this yourselves, but you don't want to.
No.
You want to hear me tell the story to Seth. While he hears it for the first time and makes his dumbass comments. That's why we're here. My God. All right.
Moving on.
Let's talk about some history.
No, we just did. Let's talk about some damn crime.
Oh, you don't want to go back? All right, let's do some goddamn crime. Ah, my goodness gracious. I
don't care about New York. No offense to people that live there.
I do really want to go to New York City.
I do too.
I just want to see it. I've heard that they don't, like, they just throw their trash out in the street.
Yeah.
Because they don't, like, have dumpsters or anything else. They just throw their, like, if, so like, the way that I assume is like, let's say that you're making breakfast for dinner, right? Because we're telling a story, let's tell it. Like, yeah. So it's just an evening, you're talking to the family. You're like, what would you guys like for dinner? And you got like roast beef, you got this. And they're like, wait a second.
Pancakes.
Yeah, let's do pancakes, eggs. Sweet. Let's do some bacon. Let's do some great breakfast food for dinner. I love
it. Crack an egg over the pot, you throw the shell out the window.
Right. Yeah. Boom. And then you hit some guy downstairs and he's like, hey, what the fuck you doing here? You know?
Beepity boppity. Beepity boppity.
And it's just a constant, right? And then he takes three more steps, and then he gets hit with the fucking wrapper from the bacon because they just throw their trash out the window.
Yeah, why not?
Right. Now, they might put it in trash cans.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
And then they might zippity-zippity up. Right, the trash, and then throw the bag out the window. I don't know how it exactly works.
Wouldn't involve a can at all. You said trash can. That's fine.
Well, no, but they put the bag in the can. This is typically most people.
We don't edit.
We do not. You're just getting us. So you put the bag in the can. You fill the bag. You pull it out, and you're like, oh, bippity boppity, right? You tie that bitch up. Throw it out the window, right? Yeah. Now, that's my assumption. If you're from New York, go and shoot us a message and let me know if I'm wrong. Yeah. But that's my assumption. That's what I just think's happening.
Yeah, and that's what feeds the chihuahua-sized rats that are everywhere, I presume.
Right. And then apparently in the evening, while everybody's just sleeping and it's peaceful and it's just beautiful and it's snowing lightly, the trash trucks come through and pick all the trash off the street so we can start over tomorrow.
I like it.
Yeah, it's my understanding. I don't know. Haven't been there. Want to see it.
Heard they have fantastic pizza there.
You know, I've had New York style cheesecake, and it's pretty goddamn good.
I'm not a big cheesecake guy.
Oh, I love cheesecake.
Very particular. There's some cheesecakes that are really good. I just have no idea what kind it is that I like.
New York style cheesecake. I just told you.
I don't know.
You know what? That's it. Cheesecake tasting contest. You guys want us to see it? You want us to see it? You guys want us to watch this contest?
We don't edit.
All right. So we... You guys let us know if you want. We'll do a cheesecake.
We'll do it.
Taste off.
We will.
We will.
Double blind.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but people say
that's it. Double blind.
You know the toothpaste commercials? Seven dentists did a double blind test on Crest New Ultrashine. Six of those seven dentists agreed. It is perfect and they recommend it.
All right, let's jump into it.
The seventh one was a dick, and he's probably racist.
I really do want to go to New York, though. I just think it'd just be cool to see
Courtney
the hustle and bustle.
Texted me this morning and was like, hey, if you guys ever want to go to New York, me and Adrian go all the time. And
I know,
we could
I've
always go down there, and we'll show you all the good places and all that.
Yeah, I talked to about going and staying with them and then making like a two-day trip up to New York.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I want to do that really bad.
So, me and Jacqueline want to also. Although her sister and her brother-in-law told me a story when they went. They're walking down the street. Said they love the place too, so I'm not dogging it. Said pizza's best pizza they've ever had in their life.
Oh, I bet.
The place is just awesome. So many cool sights. But they were walking back to their room one day, and some crazy, horny, homeless guy just ran up to some girl and started undressing her and taking his pants off right there in the middle of the street. And then a bunch of guys had to run over there and beat the crap out of him.
Oh my God.
No, not today, buddy.
I can see that. I mean, that I fear New York for that girl hopped daily.
Right up. She's like, God damn, third time this week. I'm looking good.
Oh, that is not actually funny.
No, it's not.
No, it was
sorry,
not.
Sorry, I made a joke about it. I know. Bad, but
that is awful.
That's just New York. Hey, what do you do?
The amount of people there, and I mean, crime obviously is always going to be scary.
Yeah.
So I think that keeps me from going, especially right now with all the stuff that's been going on. And then, you know, and then COVID hit and then all the other stuff that was going on. And I wanted to go for a little bit, but I'm thinking in a few years it might be good. And it's still a place I want to go see.
Yeah.
I think it'd be interesting to see it. So let's talk about a little bit of crime. In the 1920s, straw hats were the height of men's summer fashion.
In the when? When?
In the 20s.
Well, I thought we were cracking crime. Talking about straw hats in the 20s, Jamie.
Yeah. Emphasis on summer. This was a seasonal item.
How is the emphasis on summer?
Because you don't want to wear a felt hat in the summer because it's too hot. You want a straw hat. The wind blows through the straw hat a little bit. You still get to shade your face.
Interesting.
Okay. Very good, right? This is a cowboy thing. If you were a cowboy, you'd know. You have your straw hat for summer, and you got your felt hat for wintertime when you want to keep the heat in.
Real cowboy don't care if it's hot or not.
Absolutely, they do.
These cowboys are right on.
I'm a real cowboy, and I tell you right now, yeehaw. So anyway, the same way your weird judgy aunt raises her eyebrow when you wear white after Labor Day. Don't know what I'm reading. We're on Thrillist. I found it. Again, you could go find our stories that we read. So unwilling to just give fashion offenders a little side eye, some roaring 20s delinquents would snatch the straw hats from men's heads and trample them. Because I guess, why not? So outbreaks of hat-snatching gangs had sprung up along the East Coast since 1919.
Sounds like a French gang.
They were probably... They're like, oh, wee-wee!
Sorry,
there are a couple
of fans in France.
But in 1922...
What is he saying, Gohard? You want to start a gang?
Would you like to start a gang? This sounds... Well, I don't know.
Well, everyone was a gang.
We grab hats and we throw them on the ground and we stomp the hats. And I'm like, you know what?
That's enough talking about my people, okay? I've had enough. All right? You're talking to Lay Seth Tilson. It's okay if I make fun of it.
Oh, but I... You know what?
We're proud people.
The same people. So.
On my mother's side.
In 1922, roving bands of hooligans terrorized the streets of New York in a 3-day long, full on straw hat riot. Hundreds of young men roved the streets, getting into fights and massacring each other's hats using sticks covered in nails. Holy shit! I've read the story. This is not the first time I read it. Though no one was killed, luckily, there were a few injuries. I mean, as you would expect, carrying a 2x4 full of nails sticking out of it, smacking people in the head...
I would walk the other way.
To hit their hat. I probably would have just been like, the first time I'm walking down the street, and I see the guy get hit with the board, and then they're stomping on his hat, like, take off of that hat, you son of a bitch. I'm like,
I'm just going to
put that in the trash can right here.
Yeah.
And I'm probably not going to get hit in the head. I don't know. I'm just using common deduction. You know, like, that didn't look good. Probably just leave my hat at the house. Won't wear it out.
You gotta stand for what you believe in. I'd have put that straw hat on.
I get you.
You gotta stand up for what you believe in, man.
I agree. But maybe just after these 3 days are over, then you put on your straw hat.
I want my head to be cool more than I care to be beaten to death.
True.
Yeah. I like that breeze. It's worth it. It's hot outside.
It is. But you still want your face to be shaded.
Yeah, so but if you're dead, really if you're dead, not hot.
Right.
You're just dead.
Yeah. Well, and I guess the holes that you get put in your head from the nails and the boards.
Cool you off as well.
Yeah. You're like, my brain is nice and chilly. I don't know if that's a good thing. All right.
We won't know anything.
So I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not sure if many of what I'm about to read is going to be good. But that one wasn't bad. So let's check this one out. This is one of those delicious little pieces of near irony that would make you feel absolutely terrible. A few years ago, sad clown Salvatore La Rosa robbed the owners of Brothers Pizzeria on Staten Island to the tune of, I guess, a sack of flour and water.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Everything you just said confused me.
I know, because this isn't making sense. So La Rosa,
who's the sad clown?
That's a sad clown.
Uh-huh.
La Rosa drew a gun and demanded that his victim's hand... what? Drew a gun and demanded that his victim's hand over a weighty-looking bag... We presume it was a white pillowcase with gigantic dollar sign printed on the scene. I don't even understand what this means. Anyway, so anywho.
We don't edit.
The person stole a big sack of pizza dough flour. This is a clown. All right. So you can only imagine that he also probably put the pie in the guy's face and then grabbed it. It was a gag. Seth just literally Googled.
This is Googled New York crime and showed him the paper. Do it. Leave the sad clown alone.
Oh, but that sad clown is making pizza pies in New York for a while.
You know the flour and sugar you got.
Yeah, oh, God. He did waste a pie on that guy's face.
Teach me how to make one real quick. Never pay for another one again.
Seth just literally found what I'm reading in like less than 10 seconds. So just if you want to know what I'm reading, Google it. Oh my God.
It's like the first thing that pops up if you type in New York crime.
First article. I read a couple and I was like, done.
Perfect.
I'm in. Perfect. Researched. Yeah.
Check.
Let's see, research for podcast, check. So back in 2003, Antoine Yates came to the decision that a baby tiger named Ming was the perfect addition to his Harlem apartment.
What?
So he steals a fucking cup.
What?
Antoine? I don't know. Probably Antone. I don't know. Are you trying to read the article now instead of just paying attention? Are you texting people?
I'm not texting anybody. I was going to try to find it so I could pronounce it correctly. Will you screenshot that and send it to me so I can pronounce this stuff for you?
I'll just spell it.
Face is getting all red over there.
Oh my
Antone,
God. Antone, Antoine, Antine?
He's going to hurt himself.
A-N-T-O-I-N-E. I don't know what. We're calling him Antoine. So Mr. Yates, Mrs. Yates, I'm not. Wait. It says his. We're going with a he. All right. Whew. All right, we're back in.
I don't label genders, sir.
Eventually, this tiger cub grew to a full-scale tiger who pissed all over the place and consumed buckets of raw chicken on a daily basis.
Mm.
Wowza.
The tiger pissed all over the place?
I guess. I don't know why that's there. I'm guessing he also probably pooed if he's eating that much chicken.
Yeah, I don't know why.
So I'm ascension. I mean,
Why is that newsworthy?
Are you even allowed to... I mean, do we talk about the bathroom habits of tigers? I'm not sure. Now, we're going to say that we won't. But he did. He urinated and pooped. I mean, he just like went to the bathroom all over the place. But you're not walking this goddamn thing. So he probably had a big box of kitty litter, and he had to change that thing like 8 times a day. So this I mean, and then the chicken. I mean, this was $1 million a year project to keep this stolen.
Your eyes haven't looked at that screen in a while.
So, what am I supposed to be telling a story? Okay. Yeah. All right. What really ties this room together was there was also a 7-foot alligator in the room.
I know for a fact that you made that up.
I did not. No. Nope.
You didn't?
No. Al. They
what
call
is
him
happening
Al.
In this story right
they
now?
They call
anyway.
Him Al.
I'm so
God
confused.
Dang it.
Who's
I wish
Anton?
I would have. So anyway, Al, he bought this alligator.
Where's the L come from? There's no L in Anton.
No, Al. A-L.
The alligator?
I think that's his name. Yeah.
What's alligator, happening right now?
The alligator
Where are
was,
we? What's
you
the crime?
You are not paying attention.
Yeah,
you start,
I'm confused.
You get off. Okay. Let's go back
You've
to the beginning
off.
Of the story.
You drifted off. It took me to another place.
Let's go back to the beginning.
Okay.
Back in 03.
Right.
Right? Mr. Yates is just chilling at a zoo. Right? When all of a sudden, there was a little beautiful tiger baby cub.
Peeing everywhere.
No. No, oh. He's at the zoo and he just sees this little beautiful tiger cub. And the fence is too large because this zoo is just very irresponsible. And they have the fence slats are just too wide apart so people can see in at these tigers. But the cubs can just walk right out. Right?
Right.
So now these baby cubs are walking out amongst the normals, you know, like just us zoo goers. And then the tiger cubs walk right over. And you're like, God, this one is beautiful. So he throws the one cub under his shirt. He walks out.
Hmm.
Yeah. Throws them in his car. They chill. It's actually kind of like a Thelma and Louise, like, week-long adventure that they took together before he ends up taking the little tiger cub, beautiful little tiger cub home. Then he just ties it up in the corner, I'm assuming. I mean, I don't really know. What do you do with the goddamn tiger cub, right?
Ask so he Mike shows Tyson. Them,
right. I don't know. We need to go interview the Tiger King. I mean, yeah. He lives down in Oklahoma. We can go right back to visit your home ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go see the Tiger King. We'll ask him, what would you do with a baby tiger cub?
We'd have to visit him in federal prison, actually, but yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, wherever he's being held at. I'm sure that we can go. Like, we just be like, hey, crack and crime, we're reporters. Mm-hmm. So we just need to see this person. They'd be like, yeah, no, done. Done. Yeah. So anyways, I'm getting off track again. I don't want to confuse you.
Still confused.
Okay. All right. So Mr. Yates has now kidnapped this beautiful tiger cub. The zoo puts out an APB, right? Which, to you laymans, it's all points bulletin. All right? Now we're looking everywhere for this tiger cub. We got people in California. This is New York City. Okay? Just a little not very good run zoo in New York City. We got deputies out in California looking for this. They're watching for this tiger cub.
Hmm.
Okay? Probably zoo cops, I would assume. But they're looking for it because that's the department that it went to. Okay? Hmm. All throughout the United States. And probably Mexico and Canada since they're connected to us.
Why not?
Right?
Yeah.
All right. So now that you've gotten
Where's
the whole
this guy
kidnapping,
live at?
Somewhere in New York City. I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, right.
but I mean, I'm thinking it's a pretty tiny apartment. Because from what I've seen, this is just strictly on social media, right? It's like $2,000 a month to rent like an apartment the size of our studio.
Yeah.
Which is a bedroom office. So just this area is the size of an apartment. I could rent this out for $2,000 if we lived in New York. Okay? So I'm assuming a guy that steals it. But I don't know. He might be pretty rich because he's given him a ton of chicken. And he's got this huge, like, you know, the box with all of the kitty litter in it. Right?
Right.
Okay. So now we've gotten that. Now he's like, man, this tiger is so lonely because I have to go to work. So I'm trying to keep this 500-pound tiger in my apartment, and then he gets pissy because I have to go to work. So then I come home, and then it'll just sit in the corner and, like, won't look at you for a little while. And you're like, dude, come eat your chicken. And he's like, nah, I don't want it. I've been home alone all day. I want to do something.
Right.
Right? So he's like, fuck it. I'm going to get him a companion. So he goes and he buys this alligator. He puts the alligator in the house. Now, this is going to be entertaining, right? The tiger versus alligator and shit like that. And then eventually the alligator gets to be a 7-foot-long alligator. So I don't know if he bought him at the same time. He's like, okay, the little cub needs... So he buys... He has the little cub. Now he has the little alligator.
Now you're backtracking on your story.
Now I'm back on the story. Right. So here we are. Okay.
Fasten your seatbelts and prepare for landing. Sorry for all the turbulence.
So now that you're envisioning the two of them snuggling, it becomes the cutest reckless endangerment charge in New York City's history. So apparently the guy's charged. I don't know what I'm fucking reading at this point.
This is a terrible podcast. I've got a headache.
I'm confused. Oh, this is funny. All right, so this one's headline.
We're never going to find out if he got caught.
He did. He got
caught. Did the alligator kill the tiger?
It says...
For fuck's sake. I don't know if I want you to start another one.
Yates was caught... After he came between Ming and he rescued a house cat. Which Ming...
Who the fuck is Ming?
Ming is the tiger! I've said it so many times!
Oh my god.
You didn't follow that story at all. Oh my god. So he's caught. Oh, I don't really know. Oh, let's just move on. I'm trying to regain myself here.
That was confusing.
That was confusing. Even the way that the way that I was reading it was confusing. Oh, it was just not good.
All right.
We're going to try this one. And if this one, we'll just call this our last one. And then I don't know. It says, which you guys can obviously Google this really quickly and just see that this is number 4. Guy plays elaborate, expensive, months-long practical joke on minister for no reason.
Huh.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's see what happens. I don't know. I'm intrigued. Yeah. I want to see it.
Yeah.
So, in the winter of 1880...
Oh, God, dude. We're going backwards.
Oh, my God. Trinity Church's pastor was plagued by a series of criminal pranks that may have been the first instances... of spam mail ever. You know the old trick of signing some jerk up for a bunch of Bill Me Later magazine subscriptions?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've all done that.
Mm-hmm.
No. This was the vintage version of that. Yeah. So one morning, the Reverend Morgan Dix...
He said Dix.
He said, that is Morgan. It's Morgan Dix. That's funny. Received mail. We are children sometimes. When we do, we are definitely. Yeah. Received mailings from companies across the United States. Soon he was receiving hundreds. In addition to people of practically every... Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't even read. My eyes are still kind of blurry from laughing, sorry. So this is not going to be good. So in addition to people of practically every trade and tradition showing up at his door from dusk to dawn, he's got locksmiths, physicians, horse salesmen, dance instructors, toupee makers, tattoo artists, pawnbrokers, divorce attorneys, and girls' school representatives. Hmm. All carrying with them letters on the Reverend's stationery, asking for them to visit him. Soon, other members of the clergy started receiving rude notes, also allegedly from the Reverend.
Oh, jeez.
And eventually, the pastor's tormentor tried to extort him. As they noted over at Strange Company, I don't know what that is, the endless pastoring completely derailed the minister's life. When they finally tracked down the man behind the madness who had been calling himself Gentleman Joe, in teasing letters he sent the minister, his motive was as opaque as the scheme had been elaborate. I really don't know why I did it, he told a reporter from the New York Sun. I have a soft spot in that direction. It's a mania. When I get a pen in my hand, I have to write. So he ruined this pastor's life for no reason. So apparently he stole the stationery from the church and he just wrote a bunch of letters and sent them everywhere. Wow. All right.
Well, indeed.
Well, Jesus. I had fun.
Yeah. I've been confused for about an hour now.
I've got another one about a lion.
Do you want to
hear about it?
I don't know.
This is a gangster and a lion.
Gangster and a lion. A famous gangster?
I don't really like these that much.
Capone? No, I wish you would have looked at a couple other articles before you picked this one.
Oh, if you guys want to read these, very good. Go to thrills.com. Some of them are funny. Probably funnier to read than, you know, what I'm doing.
Oh, well, I thought I had a good one here, and I don't. Wait, read more.
Say cheese! New burglar busted Jersey thanks woman to Cheeto dust on her down. Teeth. That's great.
New Jersey woman burns down house of a man who called her for sex at 4 a.m. but then fell asleep. She was horny. A New Jersey woman gave new meaning to hot and bothered. By burning down the house of a man who called her for a 4 a.m. booty call, then fell asleep. Tasha Russell showed up at the Woodbury home of a man who texted her looking for a little action. The man got all he could handle when he awoke to find his house engulfed in flames and eight missed phone calls.
She was upset.
Russell also texted her old flame while he was asleep with love noted like, "I see you want to die."
Oh my God.
It's probably fantastic sex, though. I am sorry, Grandma. Victim escaped through a window and authorities rescued his dog. Russell, 29, was arrested for the August attack and charged with attempted murder. Police got an unexpected two for... Oh, this is a different story. Never mind. A woman's box of sex toys contained her lover's decapitated head.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. I don't even want to read that one.
No. Oh, man. All right.
I don't want to read the next one. I didn't want to read the headline. That was a little raunchy.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap this one up.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Land the plane.
We're going to land this plane. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Remember, check out all of our social media platforms. And then we didn't talk about our Patreon. Mm-hmm. Go check us out on patreon.com at Crackin' Crime. Don't look at anybody else. I mean, you're there for us.
Yeah, just us.
Yeah. And we do have a couple of patrons. Grandma is one of the patrons. And then Mike Garcia was our first patron. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah. And don't forget to message me, Mr. Garcia, and we'll get your beef jerky out to you.
Yep.
Give you us have that won address. That one. We'll do another giveaway. We didn't have that many people actually participate. A lot of people watched the video. A lot of people liked the video. There wasn't a lot of comments, though. There was only a few comments. Mike commented a few times. And he's also been our most loyal listener. He's fantastic. So thank you, Mr. Garcia. And then also, our other patron is Phelps Harvest.
Yeah. Get to feeling better in a natural way.
CBD oil. I'm sure they've got a Facebook page, don't they?
Yep.
Go check out Phelps Harvest on Facebook. They do CBD, everything else. Thank you to Phelps Harvest. The beef jerky that we are giving away is Bijan's beef jerky. That's Bijan's Gold Rush. Beef jerky. Best go check them out on Facebook. They've been good listeners, very good people to work with. They've stuck by us throughout all of this sickness and everything else that's going on, so that we're finally back at it and we are rocking and rolling. So thank you to Bijan's Jerky for sponsoring this giveaway. Mr. Garcia, message me. We'll get you your beef jerky. All right?
Give us the address. We'll send you our meat.
All righty. Well, thank you guys so much. And I keep saying this every week, but we will research for next week's podcast. I've had a few stories I've been wanting to tell for a while. We just haven't done it, you know. We just had so much going on, and we
been a little busy.
Really enjoy doing these ones. So we think these ones are fun, and so we just keep doing them. Yeah. But I do want to research some other stories and go through in that instead of. So
we'll get into it.
We will.
In due time.
In due time.
In due time.
All right. Remember, social media everywhere we're at. Go check us out.
Crack and Crime.
Crack and Crime. Everything at Crack and Crime.
Loud noises.
Loud noises. Sorry. I don't understand that one at all. Okay. Let's do that. And then 5 stars. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, 5 stars. Leave us a comment. All right. Share it with your friends. Tell other people. All right. Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
4 stars if you just do it, you know. Shit.
No. Don't give us 4 stars unless you felt that you needed to give. You don't take his stupid advice.
All right, we're not desperate. I thought we were.
No, I'm not desperate. No, I want 5 stars. We got all 5 stars right now. That's what I like to keep it at. You give us a 3-star, then you give us a goddamn reason why you gave us 3 stars.
And then you fuck yourself.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.